Hagiorgakis Konnesios Mansion, Lefkosia. The Hagiorgakis Konnesios Mansion is located inside the Venetian walls of the Cypriot capital. It's in the neighborhood of St. Anthony, at the corner of Hagiorgakis and Patriarch Grigorius V streets, near the Archbishopric. The mansion dates back to the end of the 18th century and is considered the most significant example of urban architecture of that era surviving in Lefkosia. It has always stood out among the other brick and stone houses prevailing in that area. At the time, two-story stone houses with latticed windows and covered balconies projecting over the streets, such as the Hagiorgakis Konnesios Mansion, as well as the gardens with lemon and palm trees, mosques with minarets, hammams, Turkish baths, and souks, rendered an oriental colour to the city under Ottoman occupation for three whole centuries. The inhabitants of the capital were also a mixed crowd of Turks, Greeks, and Armenians, with marked differences, but united in their love for the land that all of them considered as their homeland. Such were the impressions of Louis Salvator, Archduke of Austria, when he visited the capital in 1873. The Hagiorgakis Konnesios Mansion, or Konak as it's also known, stands out both in terms of its monumental character, distinctive architecture, and unique painted interior decoration, and of its historical significance. We start our walk through its history by examining these elements one by one. This mansion was the residence of Hagiorgakis Konnesios, who hailed from Krituthera in the Paphos province, and held the title of dragoman, or interpreter, to the Serai. This was a significant office awarded to highly educated individuals with mastery of the Greek and Turkish languages. As an interpreter, Hagiorgakis dealt with matters of taxation and administration, which brought him into contact with the local administration of Cyprus, that's the Musail, Turkish governor, and the Agas on the one hand, and the Kotsabashi, or local prelates, on the other. The people and the clergy held Hagiorgakis Konnesios in high regard and esteem. His cooperation with the clergy was a key factor in the dismissal of the tyrannical governor Hagibakis and earned him increased power and influence. Around 1796, he was appointed lifelong dragoman of Cyprus by edict issued by Sultan Selim III. As a result of his position and connections, the dragoman amassed considerable wealth. However, he never used his power and riches for his personal benefit. According to a poem by an unknown author, composed after Hagiorgakis' decapitation, as well as other written sources, Hagiorgakis contributed greatly to the protection of Christians and lepers, offered financial and moral support to the Church of Cyprus, and promoted education. He and his wife Marudia, Archbishop Chrysanthos' niece, displayed patriotic and charitable sentiments. Nevertheless, there were many who nursed negative feelings against the dragoman. His own and the Archbishop's ascendancy to the position of arbiters of the political and financial life of Cyprus caused the envy and anxiety of the Turkish Agas, who as conquerors had been accustomed to being the principal agents of authority and the privileged beneficiaries of such authority, but now saw themselves being supplanted. On the other hand, a part of the population resented the heavy taxes placed upon them, and consequently resented Hagiorgakis, who was responsible for the collection of such taxes. The French consul Renault was also hostilely disposed towards him because he considered him a Russophile and, as a consequence, an enemy of France. This resentment manifested itself in the 1804 revolt of the islands Ottomans caused by increased taxation and the wheat shortage. The insurgents initially revolted against the Turkish authorities, but the authorities managed to turn their wrath against the church and the dragoman. The angry mob broke into and sacked Hagiorgakis' mansion. The dragoman himself escaped with his family to Constantinople, where they stayed for 3 years. Hagiorgakis appointed his assistant, a man named Nikolaos Nikolaidis, as his commissary. Nikolaidis was quick to take advantage of his position to become rich. He collaborated closely with the Musail and resorted to tyrannical methods for the collection of taxes. When the dragoman was cleared of all charges, he returned in 1807 to conduct an audit of the accounts. To avoid being called to account for their arbitrariness, Nikolaidis and Hasan Aga sent a slanderous report against him to the Sultan. The Sublime Porte then issued an order for the dragoman's arrest and for a full examination of his accounts for the past 20 years. Hagi Urgakis was informed of this development and once again fled to Constantinople to prove his innocence. However, this time he was not successful. By order of the new Grand Vizier, Yusuf Zia, who hated him, he was beheaded in Constantinople in March 1809, despite the efforts of the ambassadors of England and Russia. By the time they secured the Sultan's order for his release, it was too late. The dragoman's estate was confiscated, and his family suffered several years of exile and imprisonment. Hatis Hanim of the Turkish family of Magnasali bought the mansion for 13,000 grosse. In 1830, Telepi Yangos, the dragoman's youngest son, returned from Constantinople and bought the mansion with a loan he received from the archdiocese. Telepi Yangos settled there with his wife Yuliani, née Vondiziano. He died in 1874, and his wife remained at the mansion with the family of her niece, Urania Zakariadou Economidi, whom she had adopted as she had no children of her own. The mansion was then inherited by Urania's four daughters. The last tenant, Yulia Piki, died in 1979. In accordance with her wish and the wish of her sister, Anna Dimitriadis, the part of the mansion that belonged to them was donated to the archdiocese, together with the furnishings. The remaining part was acquired by the Department of Antiquities. Thanks to the efforts of the Department of Antiquities, the mansion was declared an ancient monument in 1935. From 1981 to 1987, it underwent thorough maintenance and restoration and was awarded the Europa Nostra Prize. In its present form, the mansion maintains the layout it had at the end of the 19th century, that is, before it was divided among the heirs and partitioned. It is a monument that preserves and exudes the atmosphere prevailing both in Hagi Urgakis' era and in its more recent history. Today, it functions as an ethnological museum and a venue for cultural events. Let us now walk through the monument and become better acquainted with it. It seems that there was already a structure in place which the dragoman renovated and extended. The date 1793, inscribed into a tablet inside the main gate, quite likely marks the completion of the renovation works. Hagi Urgakis and his family used the existing mansion as their residence, as well as a house at the back of the property, which was subsequently demolished, and only its front door survives. Although the dragoman had his office in the Serai, it seems that he regularly used his konak as an office and as a place where he worked with his associates and put up his guests. The mansion is a large two-story building of local porous blocks and has three wings arranged in the shape of the Greek letter pi. Its external facades are castle-like, with three rows of iron-barred windows set high in the solid walls. The upper floor windows are larger, and the iron grills cover only their bottom half, whereas the top floor ones are smaller and latticed. A wooden kiosk, that's a closed balcony, projects above the main gate in the mansion's north facade. A pointed arch lintel with relief decoration, perhaps from an earlier building, is crowned with a built-in marble slab with the winged Lion of Venice. The lion faces outwards, with its right foot on an open gospel bearing a Latin inscription on the two pages. Pax tibi Marce Evangelista Meus. May peace be with you, Mark, my evangelist. To the right of the lion there's a ruined turret with a flag at its top, whereas at the centre of the slab there's a double-headed eagle on a shield, flanked by branches with pomegranates arranged horizontally. At the centre of the eagle there's a cross on a hillock, and at the bottom of the slab, there's a band of anthemia, palmettes. In its simplest form, the cross brings to mind the coat of arms of the Podocataros, a Latinized Greek family, one of the most important families in Cyprus around 1500. One of the bastions of the Lefkosia walls, the Podokataro Bastion, was named after that family, which funded its construction. However, the slab as a whole does not constitute an escutcheon and must have been carried here from another, older edifice. Entering the mansion, we see the two wings facing south and enclosing part of the internal court, which opens into a garden. Contrary to the external façade, the largest part of the floor consists of a timber frame filled with masonry and other materials, and has many windows. Before moving on, let us look back towards the entrance. Laid into the wall above the main gate, we see a marble tablet meant to ward off evil spirits. It bears Hagiorgakis' monogram and the date 1793, rendered in alphanumeric elements beneath three crosses carved in relief. The middle cross bears the abbreviation ICXCNIKA, or Jesus Christ is Victorious, a spear and a sponge, symbols of the Holy Passion. The same composition is repeated in the relief decoration of the marble slab set on top of the marble fountain in the court between the two wings. The fountain also bears the date 1803, July 29, in relief. At the centre of this marble slab, there's a double-headed eagle, flanked by two anthropomorphous birds standing on decorative half-columns. Behind the fountain, there is a built water cistern. The water used to flow into an ancient rectangular sarcophagus. Now, turning our gaze towards the three wings of the mansion, we see that the west one, built of solid porous blocks, maintains the castle-like masonry of the exterior facades, whereas the upper floor of the east and north wings is made up of a wooden frame filled with various filling materials. The wooden elements, the multiple openings, and the whitewashed walls render these wings a lighter character. The pointed arches running the interior length of the ground floor, creating a gallery around the courtyard, constitute a distinctive architectural feature of the monument. One of the ground floor rooms in the eastern side of the north wing has been modified into the warden's office, and the large northwestern room is used for exhibitions, lectures, musical performances, and other cultural events. Attached to the east wing of the mansion, a roofed wooden staircase leads to the first floor, which is decorated with the furniture that already existed there in the late 19th and early 20th centuries, in other words, the period of British occupation, as well as with furniture and various objects dating from the same period, donated to or purchased by the Department of Antiquities. Climbing the stairs, we find ourselves in the entrance hall, the Ilyakos, or Sun Room. It is a sitting room well lighted by the many windows, and the main rooms of the mansion open onto it. The portrait of Konstantin Zakariadis, brother of the last tenant of that wing, Urania Zakariadou, occupies a conspicuous position. That portrait is a painting in oil by artist E. Ioannidis. At the north end of the entrance hall, there's a small closed balcony with a raised floor, the kiosk, we mentioned earlier, projecting over the main gate. To the east of this kiosk, there's a spacious square room with 14 windows in two rows, known as the Holy Wood of the Cross, since it used to be a prayer room. Family heirlooms, icons, and samples of medieval and later pottery are now on display here. The set of 12 gilt porcelain coffee cups in a box is particularly impressive. It was Lady Stanhope's gift to Giuliani Vondiziano. To the west of the kiosk, there's a large room with various exhibits from the Ottoman occupation and the first decades of the British occupation in Cyprus, such as copperware, breech-loading rifles, jewellery, pipes, and coins. Silversmithing and goldsmithing flourished in Cyprus from the 17th to the 19th century. Lefkosia, in particular, was a significant centre of this traditional art. Some pages of the catalogue of Hagiorgakis' estate make characteristic and very detailed references to it. To the west of the sunroom is the dining room, and to the southwest is the bedroom. Both these rooms open onto the sunroom and were furnished in accordance with early 20th century aesthetics. On the opposite side of the sunroom, to the south, there's a corridor with large windows which looks onto the courtyard. Three rooms open into this corridor. The first one features an interior staircase leading to the ground floor, and a wall painting depicting a male armed figure. The two adjacent rooms, which initially constituted a single space, contain educational material, literature and copies of various documents illuminating diverse aspects of Dragoman Hagiorgakis' personality. Also on display are plans, photographs and explanatory texts covering the architectural development of the mansion, the restoration works and the colour study. At the end of the corridor, there's an 18th century grandfather clock by Isaac Rogers. Initially, it belonged to Michael de Vezin, the English consul to Aleppo in Syria and Cyprus. And then it came into the possession of Zenon Pieridis in Larnaca, who donated it to the Cyprus Museum in 1961. A similar clock in a wooden case with a replica of a ship which swings on the pendulum is located in the Church of St. Anthony near the Hagiorgakis mansion. The door next to the clock leads to the official reception room, the Kalos Ondas, which was also called Aspastikon, from the verb aspazome, meaning receive cordially and politely, and was used for the welcoming of visitors. The room is furnished with low sofas with felt covers and velvet cushions. This reconstruction of the Onda was based on the information regarding the furnishes of the Apanosala, the first floor reception room, and of the other reception areas mentioned in the manuscript listing Hagiorgakis' estate. The furnishing is complemented with a brass tray with short wooden basis serving as table, a hookah and a brazier. One immediately discerns features that are common to corresponding rooms in mansions situated in urban areas across the Ottoman Empire. Such distinctive features are the wooden panels on the walls with the multicoloured painted floral compositions, and the built-in cabinets, one with a secret compartment leading to the roof, set in the north wall, with faux marble painted decoration. High windows are set in the three walls of the raised floor seating area, whose ceiling preserves the original elaborate gilded painted and carved decor, with bands of floral patterns. Vivid colours and geometric motifs prevail in the central rectangular part of the ceiling. The decoration in the niche of the north wall represents a walled city on a coast, with domed roofs, cypresses, fountains, and a bridge leading to its gate. The city is framed by trumpet-holding angels and may symbolise Constantinople. This painted Kalos Ondas is unique in Cyprus. Of significant value are the four portraits hanging on the walls. The two oil paintings on the south wall depict Hagiorgakis Kornesios holding a firman and wearing a sheepskin fur coat, miloti, and a sable fur kalpak, a samuro kalpako, or high-crowned cap. In other words, the dragoman's official attire. The other two portraits on the east and west walls depict Hagiorgakis' son, Telepi Yangos, and his wife Yuliani Vondiziano, and were painted by Konstantin Takagis in 1852 and 1851, respectively. Returning to the courtyard, we see stone-built structures to the east which housed the original kitchen and cooking hearths with chimneys. To the south, there's a detached building, the family bath, hammam, consisting of three adjacent rooms. At the back of the courtyard, there's a large-built water cistern. Using all the information and impressions you've gathered, try to bring to mind the atmosphere in 18th century Cyprus and to picture this mansion with the servants going about their daily chores, the dragoman Hagiorgakis Kornesios receiving his distinguished guests in the Kalos Ondas, and his wife Marudia sitting in the kiosk with her embroidery. A short distance from the Hagiorgakis Kornesios Konak, there are other important monuments, such as the Omeriye Mosque and Ottoman baths, hammam, the Church of St. Anthony, the Old Archbishopric, St. John's Cathedral, the Byzantine Museum, the Ethnographic Museum, the National Struggle, Eoka Museum, the Pan Cyprian Gymnasium, Hagiorgakis Kornesios Alma Mater, the Severios Library, the Siliktar Aqueduct, constructed with funds donated by Dragoman Hagiorgakis, the Liberty Monument, the Venetian Walls, and the Famagusta Gate, a Europa Nostra award-winning monument. Visiting hours? Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 8:30 to 15:30. Wednesday, 8:30 to 1700. Saturday, 9:30 to 15:30. Sunday and Monday, closed. The monument is closed on the following dates, 25th and 26th of December, New Year's Eve and the 1st of January, Easter Sunday and Monday.